two men convicted of acting as getaway drivers for the Hutch organised crime group on the day of the Regency Hotel attack have lost their appeals against conviction. 63-year-old Paul Murphy of Cherry Avenue, Swords in County Dublin, and 55-year-old Jason Bonney of Drimna Wood, Portmarnock, were both convicted at the Special Criminal Court of facilitating the Hutch criminal organisation in carrying out the murder of David Byrne back in 2016. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in the Court of Appeal today. Paul, can we start by going back to the original conviction of Bonney and Murphy? What did the court hear then about their role in the murder of David Byrne?
Well, Rachel, Jason Bonney and Paul Murphy were getaway drivers for the Hutch organised crime group on the day the Kinahan gang member David Byrne was shot dead at the Regency Hotel. And as we know, that murder subsequently led to a total of 18 murders as part of the Hutch-Kinahan feud. Now, both men had been at the gang's centre of operations at Buckingham Village. That was from where the hit team left on the 5th of February 2016 to carry out the murder of David Byrne. Both also collected gunmen after the murder and drove them away. Now, Jason Bonney is a 55-year-old builder, a former Irish international boxer, a senior coach and former president of Trinity Boxing Club. He drove the gunman Kevin Flatcap Murray away from the scene that day. Murray died before he could be prosecuted. 63-year-old Paul Murphy was a taxi driver. He followed Bonney in convoy that day and waited with him and four other cars at the St. Vincent's GAA Club in Fairview to drive another of the gunmen away. Now, at the Special Criminal Court during their trial, Miss Justice Tara Byrne said that both men gave, quote, significant assistance to the Hutch organised crime group in carrying out the murder, because two murderers were carried away from the drop-off point and away from detection. Now, two witnesses, Julie McGlynn and Peter Tyrrell, testified during the trial that Jason Bonney's late father, William, had in fact been driving Bonney's Jeep that day. Now, the Special Criminal Court rejected that evidence and said it had been lied to. And the late William and Greta Bonney's daughters said that they had been traumatised and heartbroken by, quote, these malevolent lies. Murphy was jailed for 9 years after he was convicted, Jason Bonney for 8.5 years. And people might remember that Murphy and Bonney were tried alongside Gerard Hutch, whom the Special Criminal Court found to be the figurehead and the patriarchal figure of the Hutch organised crime group. Hutch was acquitted of the murder of David Byrne.
Let's move on then to today. What did the Court of Appeal rule?
Well, Murphy and Bonney had claimed that their trial at the Special Criminal Court was unfair and that the three judges had made sweeping conclusions that were not available on the evidence. But the Court of Appeal today rejected every one of their 38 grounds of appeal. It found, for example, that uncautioned Garda interviews with the two men were admissible, that they were lawfully arrested and detained, that the verdicts were not unsafe. It rejected their complaints about the treatment of their defence witnesses, that's Tyrrell and McGlynn, who gave the evidence. It rejected their complaints about the admissibility of evidence to that testimony and the admissibility of CCTV evidence, which showed the movements of the two men's cars on the day of the murder. Now, the Court of Appeal also found that the Special Criminal Court was correct to admit evidence from Garda searches at the centre of operations in Buckingham Village and at Patsy Hutch's home in Champions Avenue, where a key card was found, and taxi receipts were also correctly admitted in evidence, and these were found in Murphy's taxi. Paul Murphy had also claimed that he knew the Hutch family when he was young, but there was no evidence that he knew Eddie and Patsy Hutch were members of the Hutch organised crime group. However, today the Court of Appeal rejected this and said the Special Criminal Court had not erred when it found that Murphy was aware of the existence of the Hutch organised crime group and that, quote, there was indeed a sufficient evidential basis for his conviction on that charge. So Mr Justice John Edwards said the three judges had not been satisfied to uphold any of the grounds of appeal. Both men's appeals against their convictions have been dismissed, and the court was told that they're also appealing the severity of their sentences.
Paul, thank you. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, there.